And joining us now with Fox Sports Midwest, very excited to talk with Dan McLaughlin. Thanks for coming on the show today, Dan.
How you guys doing?
Doing great. So tell us what you know. What's the word in Jupiter about what the 2019 Cardinals are shaping up to be?
Well, it's warm. I don't mean to rub it in, but
yeah,
it's
that's,
warm down here.
It's already looking up. That's good.
Yeah. Let's see. The first couple of days, we know that Carlos Martinez has been shut down for 2 weeks. That's not good news, but I'm not going to put too much stock into it yet. He has a sore shoulder, and then we start playing games on Saturday, of which you can see on Fox Sports Midwest, so I have to get my gratuitous plug in there.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much.
Yeah.
So that's always important, so my bosses will be happy with that. And then
check.
And then we start really kind of finding out how it's all going to shake out. But, you know, so far, so good. The good thing was, when everybody reported on time. And sometimes that doesn't always happen. This is my 22nd year doing the games with Fox and covering the team for 4 or 5 years now. And everybody came in shape for the most part. Nobody came in with, you know, serious problems. And it's been a really relaxed camp. And that's something that's a credit to Mike Schilt. He's very upfront and honest with the players, and you hear about every day, guys, about communication and open lines of communication, and that's not always been the case here recently with previous managers, and the players appreciate it. The one thing professional athletes ask of their managers or coaches, just please be honest with me. You know, I make X amount of dollars. I get it. I've been in the league for either a day or for 10 years. Just be honest. Tell me what my role is. Tell me what you expect of me. Just be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's been. You know, he's very upfront with guys. Hey, this is what I expect of you. This is what I expect of your playing. This is what I expect of you to do. This is when I expect you to be here. And if I don't get it, I'm in your face. And I don't like it. I don't care how much you make. And guys respect that. They appreciate that. And he doesn't really care what, how long you've been in the league or how much you make. And players like that. And that may surprise some fans, but players really like that. As long as you're honest with them, they like that. And so that's what we're hearing here in camp, is that he's very upfront and honest with the players, and they respect that, and he gets the respect back. And so that part's been great. And then when the games start to happen, that's when things start to shake out and you get a better idea of what kind of team they have. Now, I'm going to start to sound like a complete rights holder here. You ready for that?
Bring it.
Okay, here's Mr. Rights Holder. I think they're really good. And the reason I think they're really good is that they have pitching depth. And, for instance, Carlos Martinez goes down and another guy steps up. And that one guy that you're going to hear a lot about here in the next few days and weeks, knock on wood, as long as he can stay healthy, is Alex Reyes.
Yeah.
And if he is healthy, he is the number one pitching prospect, in my mind, in baseball. Not with the Cardinals, not in the Central Division, not in the National League. I'm talking about in baseball. And it's been unfortunate that our fans have not had the chance to see him fully pitch. And I've said this publicly, and I'll say it to you. I liken him to the equivalent of the pitching version of Albert Pujols as a young player. That is how good this young man is. And if you have a chance to see him, and if he is fully healthy, that is how good he is. And when Carlos Martinez went down the other day, I'm making this a really long-winded answer.
No, this is great. You're making my job really easy. You've actually answered three questions that I came up with along the way.
You
must do this for a living.
You're probably going to have me on all the time. So, yeah, if you've got my cell phone, just have me on. What the hell, anytime you want.
Perfect.
So what happened the other day, we get a sheet in the media, and the sheet will say, okay, these guys throw bullpens, which is just, they have like five mounds that are just kind of outside the clubhouse. Guys get on the mound, they do their work, they shower up, and boom, they're out the door. And then they have, as they kind of go along here early on, they'll face live hitters. Hitters have to see live pitching, kind of get their timing down, and then boom, we get into games, and away we go. And then in those sheets, what they were going to do with Alex Reyes is really move him along slowly. I mean, they're going to treat him with such kid gloves. I mean, very, very careful. And not to say that they wouldn't do that with other players. It's their careers, right? I mean, they're going to be very careful with these guys. But with him, man, they're going to be so careful with him. But the other day, and he did have the quote-unquote normal offseason, when Carlos Martinez went down, he was scheduled to do a bullpen, and they moved him up to face live hitters. And they were not going to do that. But he's been looking so good, they moved him up. And that, to me, opened my eyes. And they said, you know what, enough's enough. He's doing everything we've asked. He wants to be here. And he has made public comments saying, I'm making this team. I'm not going to the minor leagues. I'm not going to have an extended spring. I'm ready. And I think they kind of just said, you know what, let's just do it. Let's have him face the live hitters. Let's put him on a schedule that would allow him every fifth day or whatever that may be to potentially make this team. And that really caught my attention. So I'm so excited about it. He is a great kid, and I knew him. I do a lot of work, and now I'm really going to go just on and on and on. I do a lot of work for the club that people don't know, for production for the team, mm-hmm. on the radio and television side, for promotions and commercials and whatnot. So I knew Alex many years ago, and we do that in the minor league locker rooms before the minor leaguers get here. And I met this young man named Alex Reyes. And I just struck up a conversation with him. How you doing, Dan? My name is Alex Reyes. And this is probably 5 years ago, I would imagine. And I just have always stayed in contact with him. And I am pulling for this kid like none other. He is a great kid. He's a good kid. And he's been through a lot. And I just want to see him make the team. And I would love to see him, maybe more than any other player, on opening day, shake the red jacket Hall of Famers. And that would be very, very special for a lot of us to see him do it. He's been through a lot. He's rehabbed, and it would be awesome to see.
Yeah, I think St. Louis has been kind of on the edge of their seat for quite a bit to see him show up. And I look at Adam Wainwright trying to, you know, fight for a position. He's always a fighter, and he's always putting forth his best effort. But to be able to have him there working hard next to Alex Reyes is a really interesting dichotomy there in Jupiter to see those pitchers bookend this rotation potentially.
Yeah, you know what's kind of cool is that I was saying this to somebody the other day. If you really go back to like the late 1990s, and I was with Chris Carpenter at an event for the National Children's Cancer Society that I put on, and it was probably 3 weeks ago. And we were talking about Chris, when he first came up with the Toronto Blue Jays, was around Roger Clemens, David Wells, mm-hmm. And some really, I think Pat Henkin was there, the late Roy Halladay, who was one of his best friends, who just now got announced to go in the Hall of Fame. But they were mentored by those guys. And when Chris got to St. Louis, it all kind of came together for him, but he learned from those guys. And then Chris kind of passed it on to some others. And one of those was Adam Wainwright. And then Adam Wainwright passed it on, and still is, to some others. And those guys were passing it on to, let's say, Michael Wacha. And Michael Wacha is passing it on now to, and Adam, to the next generation. And that next generation, to his credit, is Alex Reyes. And Alex Reyes did everything that the club has asked him to do. And, you know, he didn't have to spend his off season around club officials or in Jupiter rehabbing with the team doctors or making trips to St. Louis or spending time in St. Louis around those guys and team officials and doctors. But he did. And that's a credit to him. And I asked him the other day, I said, you know, what was it like, you know, being around that last year? And he obviously said it was so tough, you know, he just wanted to pitch. And he said he knew something wasn't quite right when he did make an appearance last year, but he had been through so much. He said, I tried to pitch through it. It was a mistake. But with everything he went through, I just wanted to get out there. It was a youthful mistake, but here it was. I went out there. It didn't work out. And now, you know, another setback, and here we go again.
Yeah.
But he's learning from those guys. And so to your point, it is, it's interesting to see that stuff passed from these guys down to him. And he is, knock on wood, if healthy, the next generation of what could be a great superstar in St. Louis with pitching. So we'll see.
That is so exciting to hear. Well, Dan McLaughlin, we love talking to you. Love that you're down there, and look forward to hearing more from you. We'll be watching on Fox Sports Midwest very soon. Thanks for coming on today.
I need to apologize.
No.
You asked me two things,
no.
And I went forever.
It was amazing, and I cannot wait to do it again.
When do you want to do it again?
How about tomorrow?
Look, I will come on your show anytime. I listen to your show. I enjoy your show.
That's very kind of you to say. I really appreciate that.
I would be more than happy to come on anytime. And next time, I will shut up and I will make it short answers, and we'll go through a lot of stuff.
You got it. That's a deal. And since you said it on the radio and everybody heard it, we're definitely going to hold you to it.
We'll do it next week then.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Dan. Enjoy Jupiter.
You got it. Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon.